reckon.
Lunchly is better than Lunchables. My cheese is drippy, bro.
You said what?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the 3rd to the 25th podcast with our co-host Bruce, co-host Dylan. How y'all feeling today?
Amazing, amazing.
Tired. Not gonna lie.
We're in episode tired. 5 now. So, let's start off some hot takes.
All right. I got a couple. I'll say I'm gonna go over to the energy drinks. You ready?
Okay.
Watermelon Red Bull is the best Red Bull. You guys fuck with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
What about Dragon Fruit? You guys like Dragon Fruit?
Nah,
not really.
Nah, you guys are tripping.
What?
Bro, I'd have rather have regular Red Bull than
over Red Bull is better. Else. Red Bull is better than Monster. Yeah? Dylan, I see you drink Monster like it's fucking juice.
You had Monster today.
Bro, I didn't even ask him to buy me that, bro. I just said give me whatever.
Coburn did?
Brandon.
Oh.
We came for coming early. In. And he was like, what energy drinks I want?
That's not money, man.
A Monster over Red Bull is crazy work. I don't know. I like the little cans, bro. I could chug the little cans. I don't know what it is with the big cans, bro. I make them last all day.
I could drink a fucking 20 ounce in 10 minutes.
Of Red Bull?
Yeah.
Not I don't know what it is.
That's your hot take?
Yeah. I'll say Watermelon Red Bull is the best.
I agree with that. I agree.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a hot take. Yeah, actually, it's a personal opinion that I don't think a lot of people agree with.
A lot of people don't like Red Bull.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fucking Red Bull is perfect, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Have you guys had Bubbler?
Yeah.
Bro, I have this Bubbler that I bought a case at the gas station. And it was, damn, aggressively hit the fuck out the mic. It's called Watermelon Lime Splasher. Holy shit, it is so good. Or Smasher, bro, it's so fucking good.
Fucking Billy bought me a can. That was my first time trying it. It was like blueberry one.
I don't really care for the blueberry one. It's either cherry or that one now.
Isn't it? I thought it was just sparkling water.
It has natural caffeine, it says.
Oh.
I'll have our boss swing you up one tomorrow. Right. I got one in the fridge.
Oh, hey, Jason. How's your dad been?
Shit. He's been pretty good. He's just him. Just me.
Just me. Bro, sounds like SpongeBob.
Just me.
my hot take is that gaming helped us through childhood.
Oh yes, bro, I was about to bring this up. Bro, we should have never left AG Clan, bro.
You think Why? So?
I think AG Clan, bro, is our fucking, like, bro, I stuck with the fucking name, bro. Because I don't think of anything else, like, bro. AG Clan, bro, is perfect. I know we weren't big and shit, but that shit was so fucking fun.
Bro. Lucky that was, like, prime gaming for us.
Prime, bro. I miss the fucking Zone Wars and shit, where we get into a big ass, bro.
We used to use
tournament
maps and all that.
We didn't have the right leadership.
Not throwing shade.
No, I'm just saying, me. I had to give it away because it was a lot. And then it was still put on me.
Yeah, but after you gave leadership away, it kind of all went downhill.
I miss the family shit. Like, bro.
You still have your dream?
I do in my closet.
Mine's in my closet somewhere.
Bro. I miss that shit.
That shit literally is home.
It's a little small on me. But I miss AG Clan, bro. I miss, like... I mean, we still play together. It's not like we fucking, like, broke up, but... Just having the name... Huh?
I feel like how much we work now is, it's like impossible to do it now.
Oh, yeah, like competitive gaming?
Yeah.
Trying I don't think team. I don't think I could do it. I mean, we're not, we were never that good.
Yeah, but we were in school, and then, like, Christmas break and all that, we were fucking, we had all the time.
Yeah, I was going to talk about AG Clan. That was one of my topics that I wanted to bring up. AG Clan was so fucking amazing.
I mean, if you want to bring it up now. Oh, Dylan, you got a hot take?
Yeah, Dylan has to tell his hot take.
Oh, shit. Let's talk about my hot take real quick. Y'all think gaming helped us through our childhood?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what we'd be doing.
I don't think we'd be doing this, to be honest.
How do you think life would be without gaming?
Life?
It wouldn't be as fun.
I don't know. Yeah. Some people are, like, I probably would have stuck in sports a little bit more. Because I feel like games in general brought me away from sports and wanted me to be at home more.
I feel like where I grew up, I would have been doing some bad shit.
I feel like if we didn't have the games, I'd probably be doing something else for work-wise. I would already have been in the CDO.
Gaming did bring us close.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, we would be distant as fuck.
Yeah.
As a group. Because how would have those nights been if we were 12 people sitting in a house together? You know what I mean? We literally had a full squad running six-man versus six-man.
Six-mans, yeah.
Of Call of Duty.
That shit was crazy.
Bro, that shit was so fucking fun. Bro, what have we... Instead of playing games, what have we been doing? Probably drinking and smoking weed.
Probably. Doing fucking... Perkies or some shit.
Yeah, bro, because that shit was just fun, bro. I don't know how your modem stood strong.
I've never seen some shit like that.
12 people, bro? One house? That's like... That's crazy.
Damn, like, two people were streaming.
Michael and you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. That was fun as fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, Dylan got me yawning and shit.
Stop it. I was bed at like 4:30, got up at 9, and then went to work at 12.
You got a hot take?
Bro. My hot take of the day, bro. I'd rather prefer girls with tattooed up than non-tattoos, in my opinion. All day long.
I'd rather have a girl fucking have her fucking... Chi-Chi's tattooed.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie to
you. My lady doesn't have any tattoos, so I will...
She don't have any?
Bro, no.
Isn't she 18, though?
She's 19.
Oh, what? Was she scared of needles?
No, not at all. It's just, she doesn't want to... She doesn't want to get a tattoo and then regret it, which I understand.
Oh, she's like Chris. Chris don't have any.
Who is that? The other person.
Damon and Coburn.
Oh.
Yeah, no, she doesn't have any tattoos. She has piercings. Nose. And a whole bunch of ear ones.
No, but I personally, like, if you look at a girl with no tattoos, bro, I'm like, what is that? What are you doing?
Bruce is like,
It's just so plain.
No, yeah. I told her, like, I would help pitch in for a tattoo if she wanted to get one. She was talking about it, and then she was like, she wants tattoos, but not. I don't think she wants one right now. She wants to wait. Like
any ideas of what she wanted?
Like, at one point she wanted like a moon. Like a reddish tint. It's not red, but it's like a tint of red. It's like a soft tint of red. Of a moon, like a crescent moon. On her. What is this? Bicep?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just started getting tattoos, bro. I'm not even, like, trying to get, like, tattooed up. But it was just like, man, you know, I kind of want this. And I just kind of got it. I haven't had a tattoo in almost a year. I was going to get a Joker tattoo, and then I backed out, bro. Because I was like, am I going to regret this? You just got one, like, a month ago. You got that dragon.
I'm trying to remember the exact day. Everyone was at my house, and then we all went somewhere.
Well, was you it gotta
birthday?
Be
birthday? No.
No, you gotta be. You gotta way after that because we were watching. I called you over to go to get Dave's hot chicken, and you said you were going to get a tattoo.
I don't remember. But...
And you said, but then you changed your mind, and then you came and got me. We went and got Dave's hot chicken instead. I think you went that next weekend. Huh? Yeah. After Jesus Christ, I got the hiccups.
Well, I want to talk about what is our worst injuries.
Bro, this shit was in my fucking head yesterday.
For real?
I got two because I don't know like what one's worse. I broke my thumb. I was in a cast. You remember when I was in a cast?
Yeah, then you fucking chipped your tooth with the cast.
That shit was crazy.
Dude, that's crazy, bro. Man, breaking your thumb and then chipping your tooth with the cast.
Bro, that shit hurt so bad. I think the tooth hurt more than the fucking thumb.
How did you do that?
So, alright, I'll tell you how I broke my thumb, and then I'll tell you how I chipped my tooth, and then I'll tell you my other injury that I think is worse than the thumb. Alright, so, we were, it was me and my buddy Cameron, which is in the fantasy league with us. We were at his grandparents' house, and we were playing with, like, you know those blocks, those wooden blocks? They're not the logs, but they're just the wooden blocks.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, the little toys, they're just like little wooden blocks. So we were playing with those, and then we were playing with, like, we were trying to build a tower and then throw like these Transformer action figures at them to knock them down. They're like little, I would have to pull it up, of the Transformer action figures. And then I tripped. And I went to go throw, and as soon as I threw, my thumb, went straight into the floor and bent back. And that shit turned so fucking purple. Let me try to find those little Transformer toys. You know, I can't even find them, so.
Was it the ones, like, you, like, flip into the car?
No. They were, like, just little action. They were just, like, little just stand still. Like, they might have been, like, McDonald's, like, what is it called? Happy Meal toys. They didn't do anything. They didn't move their arms or anything. So that's how I broke my thumb. And then my mom was like, oh, it's just jammed. I had a bowl of ice, obviously, just kind of. And then I remember eating ice cream that night and then going home. Because I didn't cry, bro. I was like, ugh, ow. I was like 8 or 9. I was like, ugh. I was like, you know, that stinging pain? Yeah. I didn't know it was fractured. It fractured, broke. I don't know. I don't remember what one it was. But, and then we went, and then I see my thumb when I wake up. Oh my God, bro. It was so swollen and purple. I was like, okay, we're going to go to the doctor. Went to the doctor. They're like, yeah, it's broke. I got a cast for a couple, I think 8 to 10 weeks. I don't remember exactly. And then we were playing, me and Bryson were playing basketball with the yoga ball one day. And then this big ass yoga ball can't fit in the net. So he hits it up and it like goes to throw it at me, like kind of like volleys it to me. And I go to like block it and it boom, right to my tooth. Oh my God.
That was just bad luck.
Yeah, it fucking sucked. And then my second injury that I think is worse than my broken thumb is it was icy out one day. It was Christmas. It was either the 24th or the 25th of Christmas. So I'm like, this was before my thumb. It was like, I was like 7. Like, hey, Jordan, can you hold my hand walking down the stairs? It's slippery. She was like, no, my hands are full. I was like, okay. Then I tried to jump off my, you know how I have this, the stairs, and then I have the patio. I try to jump from the patio onto the concrete, and I jump, and I catch the fucking concrete, and I slip because it's icy, and I hit the back of my head on the stairs. I have stone stairs. I had a fucking terrible concussion, bro.
I'm surprised you didn't have fucking brain damage from that shit.
I'm surprised I didn't die, because I see the movies and I see people die from hitting their head on like the sinks and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did I not like get fucked up? Damn. Yeah, I spent the rest of the night in the fucking hospital that night. They were telling me, don't go to sleep, shit like that.
Don't go to sleep?
Yeah, they were telling me not to fall asleep.
What, because you could die?
Yeah, I guess.
I know that's a thing where, like, people are, like, bleeding out. They'll, like, fucking tell you to stay awake. Because if you
get
you end up falling asleep, you'll die.
That's crazy. That's crazy. What about you, Dylan?
I don't really talk about the second one, so. The first one is when I broke my foot, bro. When it got broke, when I worked at the airport.
Oh, bro. I remember, bro. I remember.
Remember he was supposed to come to the Christmas party, but he couldn't because his foot?
I was supposed to be out 6 months. I was only out 3.5. But, bro, when it got hurt, I thought it was just a little. Because I had steel toes on. Who knew that it could break through the steel toes? So I thought it was all right. So I worked that entire night on a broken foot, not knowing. When I got home, bro, this is like this.
A heart?
No, like. like this. It was big as hell. Bro, as soon as I stepped down, that shit was like.
Fuck.
As soon as I went to the doctor and got an x-ray, fucking toes were dangling like that. It was like that much off from falling off.
I'll lose my mind, bro. Can't wear socks in a fucking cast.
Your toes were that far from falling off.
I can. Yeah.
Damn.
I could wear socks, but I can't wear shoes. I couldn't wear because I had the boot.
Oh, you had a boot. You didn't have a cast?
I had the boot with crutches. The second one is, I don't think you know about them, but the stab wounds that I have on my abdomen. I'm not gonna get into why I got those, but
yeah, I know.
I have two of them on each side.
All right, y'all probably know.
Yeah, we know. We know your little sissy ass injury.
Sissy ass. Have your knee backwards. But I have two as well.
All right.
My first one, obviously, my ACL. Jumping on a trampoline. Someone bigger than me jumped on it. Popcorned me up at least 10 feet. Fall down. Fucking knee goes like fucking this. Let's hit it like that. It's just, poof. I didn't even know it was broken or ripped. And then fucking torn, whatever. My dad carries me home because I was like, I can't walk. And then my mom had me in a hot bath. And then I looked down. I'm like, Mom, my knee's backwards. So they took me to the doctor, and then they said it was fine, and just put me in a cast, just, like, see if it, like, heal. And, like, the next day, it was, like, purple as shit, and, like, fucking, we went back, and they were like, oh, my God, your shit's torn. And then no doctors in Illinois at all wanted to work on me. And then the only doctor that wanted to work on me was in Madison, and it was the nurse for the fucking Wisconsin Badgers football team. Dude, I remember seeing the pictures, bro. It was so bad.
A lot of kids have to go up to Madison. That's why Legend went up to Madison, is because they have the best, like, kid unit. A lot of places don't know.
They won't work on kids in Illinois.
Yeah, it's rare that they do a surgery on a kid because they don't want to. I just think, I don't know, liability maybe. I don't know what it is. Madison's, like, crazy. Like, they're really good. That's why Legend had to go up there.
He was telling me that, like, I was the first ever, like, kid that had this injury that he, like, worked on.
That's crazy.
I remember it was, like, the fastest, like, surgery ever, too. Not ever, but, like, done for an ACL.
Because you're a kid.
Yeah. And then my left leg is like shorter than my right leg because it didn't grow as much.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then my second one is my nose.
They're broken.
The T scar right here. Remember that shit?
That's right. That's my third one. I got my nose broken 6th grade.
No. Bro, right. Hold on. Sorry to take this away from you, Alex. Bro, church?
Oh my God.
You don't remember getting his shit broken at church?
Is that what you're talking about, Dylan?
Yes. Yeah. That's the chair.
Oh my God.
He smashed
God.
My face into the wall. She actually rebroke it. She rebroke it. So it's been broke twice. She rebroke it.
Bro, we were running, playing around, and she said, you motherfuckers go poof.
He's like,
she screamed and shoved the chair in my nose. I actually still have the scar right here, too.
I remember his shit gushing, bro.
But I was like,
bleeding in church is crazy.
Bro, we got so much trouble that day.
Bro. Alright, bro, never mind. I won't bring shit up, bro. That church stories are wild, bro. We should have been good at church.
Yeah.
We were decent.
No.
Brandon was the bad boy.
Yeah. He made me want to crash out.
Crash out, bro. Top tier level crash out, bro.
More than us throwing chairs at each other.
Low key church was fun. Nana would pick us up in the van, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss going to church with all of us. That shit was fun.
I'm trying to go to church this Sunday. I'm sorry. You probably shouldn't say that.
Nana's gonna watch this and be like, She'd be like, church?
Let's go.
But breaking my nose, I remember I had those, like, that bike that looked like a fucking dirt bike.
Oh, okay.
And then I was trying to go up on a curb and didn't realize it was a square curb. I thought it was a round curb. And then, bro, I fucking, boom. I remember, bro, I couldn't see because my eyes and shit were full of blood. And I'm just screaming, dad, because he was at his friend's house. And then I remember, like, wiping it like, a little bit, and I could see him running. It was all blurry. He took off his shirt and fucking put it on my nose.
Like the fucking, like Call of Duty cutscenes?
He's like, oh my god. But my blood was stained into the road for like 3 months. That's how much I was bleeding. I had two fat-ass tubes up my nose for like 4 months. And when they took it out, fucking just like snot everywhere. Just like...
disgusting!
Snot.
But
I remember they told me that my fucking skull was showing.
That's crazy.
They could see my skull.
That's fucking disgusting.
That shit was crazy, bro. Alright.
That's.
I want to play a game of Would You Rather.
Okay. Please, no gay shit.
No, it's no gay shit, I got 10 Would You Rather questions.
Okay. I like this. Let's get, what is it called?
It's working, but
I forgot the word. Interactive, yeah. Right,
let's get interactive, y'all.
I like that.
All right, first one. Would you rather be rich and sad or broken happy?
Broken happy, bro.
Yeah, broken happy, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm broken happy right now,
bro. Yeah. The second one, be killed by Jason Voorhees or Art the Clown?
Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, Jason Voorhees.
I can't believe you said Art, bro. I was watching a fucking video. You seen the one I sent you today? On TikTok. Here, I'll play it on the screen real quick.
I don't think I've watched any TikTok today.
Here, I don't know if it's going to be like inverted or anything. I swear I sent it to you.
Bro, you gotta watch that movie, bro.
Scene? Oh, wait, that was... No, wait, what did I send it to you on? It might have been Facebook. Or wait, did I send it to my dad, or...
I don't remember you sending me any Art the Clown thing.
Here, I'm pulling it up right now. I think I sent it to you. Oh, I swear to God, if I didn't send it to anybody and I thought that shit was hilarious...
This guy.
I am pissed.
Bro, just imagine what Art would do to you.
He'd be tortured, just like the girl. Where you just walk by, you just go.
Yeah, bro. All right, what's the next? Would you rather?
Would you rather walk in a dark cave with no light for a mile to get 1 million, or swim across half a mile of very dark ocean to get 1 million?
The first one, the cave, bro.
Would you rather walk a mile in a dark cave?
Hmm.
They didn't say if the cave is full of fucking...
Well, you don't know, like, what's in the cave.
I don't fuck with the ocean. Like, area. I'm dead ass, bro. I don't fuck with that ocean.
Yeah, but you also don't know what's in the ocean. There's also a lot of unknown species.
I don't know if you guys knew this. Your walking speed is usually 7 miles per hour. Your swimming speed is about 3. So think about it. You're going to be moving the same. So half a mile is going to be, you know what I mean? You're going...
Using like, about the same energy.
So 7 miles for a mile compared to 3 miles for half a mile, for three miles per hour, 7 miles per hour. You're basically like converting it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be equally the same, but I would take the cave.
You take the cave?
Yeah, I'm taking the cave. I don't fuck with the ocean.
Yeah, I feel like I'd get fucking... tickled by an electric fucking,
or like a jellyfish, bro. Paralyzed, and then you.
Bro, I feel like I stepped on a jellyfish in Georgia. But like,
we definitely seen them. Some of them aren't like.
Were those clear ones, like none, like.
They're all clear, I think. But I don't know what. It could have been something else. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Would you rather lose an arm for $500K or lose a leg for $500K?
I think a leg.
I'd lose an arm, bruh.
You for real? I'd rather be amputee with my leg. Are you serious?
Bro, you gonna walk around with one leg?
You have a fucking prosthetic, you dumbass.
You have a prosthetic arm.
Is it gonna work as good?
Is a prosthetic leg gonna work as good?
My fucking uncle has prosthetic leg, bruh. And he's still a cop. You can't be a cop with one arm.
No.
Exactly.
But prosthetic arm.
Bro, they don't have the technology for prosthetic arms to be that fucking good right now. I'm taking the leg, bro.
I'd have to take that. But like, imagine trying to play with like a bionic arm and you're just like,
You're crazy for taking an arm.
You're a little crazy for that one. Would you rather work in the office making 16 an hour? Or work in the sewers making 40.
Sewers.
Yeah, man.
You'd rather be covered in shit every day?
Yeah, but $40 an hour?
$40 an hour is kind of nice.
You gotta tell me twice, bro.
Yeah.
Little stinky boys.
But I'll be rich. Don't worry.
You'd rather take an office job for 60 an hour? That's just boring, bro.
Never love again or never be able to have kids?
Never be able to have kids, bro.
Well, if you're never able to love again, you're probably not going to have kids.
Well, it's kind of a trick question.
Wait, are you saying, like, make love? Or are you talking
like
about...
I can never, like, have love from anybody.
Never love again. I got a girlfriend right now, so... Does that count? Does that count?
Oh, no,
you said like, again, like, not currently.
Like... Yeah. Yeah, I guess you got me with that one. Never have to eat or never have to sleep.
Never have to sleep. I like eating, bro.
Be excited to eat, bro.
Bro, if I didn't have to sleep, bro, things would be a lot less stressful, bro.
God, same fucking... You'd probably be rich, low-key. Doing hella shit.
I'd probably get 2 jobs, bro.
Yeah.
Stack up the money.
Spend a year alone or spend a year without a home?
You said spend a year alone or spend a year without a home?
Spend a year alone, bro.
Yeah, probably spend a year alone.
I think you have, like, you have no connection to parents, no family.
Probably spend a year alone.
Let's still have a home, nice and warm. Where if you spend it with no home, you're outside in the cold or whatever else.
Okay, okay. Never go out during the day or never go out during the night?
During the night.
During the night.
I can't believe that was a question, bro.
Well, some people like the night better. Wash your hair twice a year or check your phone once a day?
Check my phone once a day.
Check my phone once a day, bro. Your head's gonna start
that's
stinking.
Dirty. Bro, I literally have to wash my hair every single day. If I would. Unless I'm going to work. There's a difference. Like, if I'm doing stuff for the day, like Saturdays, Sundays, or if we even have it, I have to wash my hair for the day or so I feel gross.
Yeah, you know, greasy and shit. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be stranded on an island for 5 years? Or be in a coma for 10 years.
Stranded on an island.
Stranded on an island.
You learn survival skills, bro.
Yeah, but you can die.
You can die in the coma. Dumbass.
What if it's like, not, you're guaranteed to not die?
I still think I would choose the island, bro, because then I could learn how to survive. It would probably make me have more values in life.
Yeah.
Because, bro, like, if you go to your house and you're like, oh, I don't have food, I went grocery shopping 2 weeks ago, and you have boxes of shit downstairs, it'd be like, you think you're mine. I survived on an island where I wasn't provided food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would save money, I would probably not eat out and shit like that. It would make you more creative. It'd probably make you not want to be inside all the time. You'd always want to be building shit. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Alright, that's all 10. I want to play a thing called Guess Our Favorite Things.
Okay.
So, I'll go first. What is my favorite color?
Red. That's easy, bro.
It's red and black.
What's my favorite number?
Three.
Okay.
Light work.
What is my favorite game of all time?
Ooh, this one. Red Dead Island. No. Dead Island.
Island. Red Dead Red Island.
Dead Island. Dead Island 3. No, wait. Dead Island Riptide? You know, I don't fuck with these Dead Islands, bro.
It would be Dead Island 1, bro.
It's still... With Bojax or whatever his fucking name is.
Sam B.
Bojax is crazy.
Dylan's face.
Bro, I never played.
Bojax.
You never played Dead Island?
No, I did like last year at my girlfriend's house.
She plays Dead Island?
Her parents do. They play like DayZ and shit like that. All the... what's the one they just made a show about? The zombie show.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's a PlayStation game.
The Last of Us?
Last of Us, yes.
That's a zombie game?
It's like a... Yeah, it's a zombie game.
What is my favorite memory with each of us? So, Bruce, what do you think my favorite memory is with you?
Holy shit.
I got two of them.
Oh my god, bro.
And I got
Can you give me a time frame? Is it like all the summers that you used to come over and spend the night? Like living with me? Basically? And then probably when you moved up into your... Fuck, dude. Is there like... There's specific times?
Yeah.
Fuck,
when
bro.
Is during the winter. When we were younger.
When we were younger? Oh, the pizza box, bro?
Yep.
The Don's pizza box?
We made a sled out of a pizza box, bro.
The fuck is going on with my
neck? We had the dogs fucking sledding us around in a pizza box. But the
okay,
pizza
yeah,
box is fucking like fucking huge as shit. Like, I don't even know how big that pizza was.
Hey, what's the other one? Wait, give me a time frame.
Okay. It was when you had your Subaru.
Oh, bro, when you were flying down Perryville?
It was that day. It wasn't that one.
That day was fun. I just built that fire pit. You came over and we did some marshmallows. Yep. Yeah, that was good. S'mores
in your mom's backyard. Yep. All right, Dylan. What is my favorite memories with you?
Bro, that's a tough one, bro. We had a lot. Give me time frame, a little.
We were at a restaurant around 2 years ago. Two, three years ago.
Restaurant 2 years ago. Just like a restaurant, or was it for like a birthday?
We just went to a restaurant. I say there was like five of us there.
Six. Oh my god, yeah. I remember this.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, bro. I have the video on Snapchat when fucking Jaylon ordered a hamburger. Was that not the... Bro, you don't remember this? But
what is it with Dylan?
I don't remember.
Something about rocks, right?
It was there, yep.
Was Dylan not picking up rocks?
No, it wasn't that part.
Wasn't Dylan talking about collecting rocks?
What did he order?
Did he order the cheeseburger?
No.
Oh.
A bean burrito?
Was it the Mexican restaurant?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it was the fucking beef.
The ground beef burrito.
Yep, the ground beef burrito. At a fancy Mexican
restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, ground beef burrito. I had down clowning him when he ordered a ground beef burrito at a fancy Mexican restaurant.
Bro, because him and Jaylon both wanted to be weird.
Yeah.
A hamburger and ground beef burrito.
Alright, the second one is during around a bad time.
Oh,
but it was before.
Yes, that God.
So it was like when we explored?
Yep, exploring with you, yep. And I put won't talk about it in parentheses. All right, what is my favorite food?
I'm not going to lie, you've been eating a lot of pizza lately, bro.
It's Mexican food, but, like, is it, like, a certain...
No, it's not Mexican food. Not Mexican.
Tuna salad?
Really? Tuna salad. What's it start with? What letters it start with?
That's going to give it away instantly.
Chicken?
Close.
Chicken sandwich?
Close. No.
Is it B-Dubs, bro?
No. B-Dubs has it.
Chicken wings?
Yep, chicken wings. Alright, Bruce. Do you remember what order we went in?
What's my favorite color?
Green.
Dylan, you got no guess, bitch?
No, it would be green, but you do like green a lot.
Yeah, green. What's my favorite number?
Is it a 2-digit or 1-digit?
1-digit.
It's 1.
7. No, it didn't have to be 9.
8.
9.
Yeah.
I was thinking about your license plate. Herc 8. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you just doxed me. You doxed me! No, I'm joking. I'm joking. And then what was the third one?
Your favorite game of all time.
What is my favorite game of all time?
Is it old?
No.
It's not?
No.
It's not old. Maybe 5 years old?
5 years old?
Maybe.
Fortnite? No, because Fortnite's
seven.
Like
seven.
Fortnite's seven.
Damn, that's crazy as fuck.
Is it a Call of Duty?
World War Two.
No, it's Cold War.
Cold War's Cold 5 years old?
Yes, bro.
It came out during COVID. It came out right before COVID. And it's almost 2025, bro.
What the fuck?
Here, I'll ask. You're lying. What year did Cold War come out?
It came out like 2021.
While the Cold War itself never escalated.
The Cold War itself.
What year did Call of Duty Cold War come out?
Because Modern Warfare 1 came out, and then it was Cold War.
2020.
Came out 2020?
Yeah.
Or, so it's 4 years old.
Or, because Warzone Modern Warfare happened, like, popped off because of the beginning
Warzone,
beginning of COVID.
Yeah, that's why I said 5 years, because I wasn't sure. And then what was the next one?
Favorite memory with each of us.
Hold on, I gotta think of this. I got one for you, Alex. But Dylan? Ooh, Dylan.
That is a tough one. That is gonna be a tough one.
We have a lot. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It took me a while to write it
down. I have a very funny moment of Dylan that always makes me laugh. You were there, Alex, too. It happened during Alex's Fortnite birthday. Do you know what you did that day?
Fortnite birthday.
It's Fortnite birthday party. Do you know what you did that day, Dylan?
No.
You don't remember jumping on the trampolines? And after I did a backflip, what did you try to do one?
Oh, yeah, and I folded myself under. I fell out the thing and hit my back under.
Bro, that shit had me dying. Or the fucking... The 1 year Alex got his license and we went to Magic Waters. And then we did that G Fuel challenge that next day, I think. I swear we went to Magic Waters together.
Probably.
And then Alex...
What's the time frame?
Is this 12 years ago?
12 years ago.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe 13?
You think I'm 25?
Well, we're both fucking 20 and 21.
12 years ago.
You're like 9.
9 years old? A Halloween party?
Yeah. Where we were fucking fighting in the room?
Who was it? Wasn't I a fucking
Ghostface?
Yeah, you were Hawkeye.
Yeah, we were fighting in the room. I was jumping off the wall and shit.
Demetrius's room, right?
Yeah.
Where he had all the Spider-Man shit.
Yep.
Damn, bro.
Oh my god, bro, that's nostalgic as fuck.
Oh god.
All right, what's the next one?
Favorite food.
Oh, hold on. Let me go back. I have a favorite memory with us, too, is when we did the Call of Duty shit up in the room.
Well, all of us?
Yeah, wasn't Dylan there? You were there, Dylan, for the birthday?
Yeah.
Bro, that shit was so fucking fun.
Dude, I remember how late we stayed up.
Bro, it was like an MLG party.
Oh, God.
All right, well, favorite food. Ooh. Oh, easy.
Is it a certain thing or is it just a restaurant?
You guys could do my favorite restaurant, then you could do my favorite.
Chick-fil-A?
Not Chick-fil-A.
Chicken sandwich.
That is my shit. That is my fucking shit.
Alright, Dylan. Favorite color?
I don't know this.
Red.
Is it red? Yeah. I wouldn't know. I was thinking kind of blue, like Cookie Monster.
No, bro. What was the entire car, by the way?
It was all red. Red-ass rims.
The cruise, yeah. The
fucking rims are red as shit.
They were.
You fucking see you fucking 2 miles away.
They're like candy red.
That's the cruise. Favorite number.
Four.
Yeah,
four. A little smirk.
Your
favorite game of all time?
I actually have two.
Fortnite?
No.
Roblox?
No.
Black Ops 2?
It's one.
Overrated.
You're overrated.
You think it's overrated?
Bro. It was fun, but I think it's overrated.
I'm gonna say Dead Island, but I feel like it's something else.
Is it Dead Island?
The first one, the original one, bro. I used to play that every day.
Bro, me and you grew up playing that shit.
Every day.
What is your favorite memory with us?
I have two for you, bro.
Fuck. Give me a time frame.
don't know how long ago it was. I know it was, I think you were taking me home, and you were taking the back road.
Oh! Oh my god! The fucking, the big ass drop? Are you talking about that? Oh my god! With the tree?
Yeah.
And do you remember when you fucking, we took him again, and he did the shit again, you did the wash, or the window washer?
Oh yeah.
We went all up in his face?
That time,
yeah.
Bro. No, I was sitting outside the window. This, he drove the tree set.
Holy shit, that actually is probably my favorite memory with Dylan. I changed my answer because when he...
quick. You were in
there? No, because... Yes, bro, it was me. We just went and got Burrito Loco. Oh, and then we were just driving around. We were listening to music. Bro, that night, holy shit, that shit just replayed in my head after he said the back road. And then, bro, the fucking drop on that fucking hill. And then you fucking sprayed him with washer fluid.
Oh, yeah, I was like, I'm gonna take y'all to this fucking hill.
You, me and you've done it before, because holy shit.
But that shit stunned me for like 5 minutes.
Bro, the window wash, bro. Holy shit. That shit
stunned me for like 5 minutes.
You got two with me. What's the other time frame?
Let's see. When we used to do...
Hey, you see that they're saying you cheated them?
What was it? It was like 9 years ago, I think it was.
9 years ago.
It was at your house.
So I was older. 12?
I think we're around that 12 or 13.
So, middle school?
Before that, I think. Or, yeah, like the beginning of middle school, sixth grade.
Yeah, so we're at what, fucking...
Like 13, 14.
Shit.
Well, we just watched shit this other day.
We just watched it? Oh, making the fucking movies?
Oh, damn, my God.
Bro. We gotta, like, fucking recreate one, bro.
What is your... fucking Killer Instinct 5.0.
5. Because 4 never made it out.
Let's see. I got two of them, bro. I think it was.
Why is Coburn crying?
You seen what I said? Who the fuck is that guy?
Who's that guy?
I think it was the week before Halloween. I think it was all of us that went together to hold the fight.
Was it a haunted house?
We went to a haunted house together. Me, you, him, and Lauren.
Yeah, he's talking about his favorite memory with you.
Oh, this shit had me dying.
Bro, when we went to the one over off of East State, that was like...
It was in Beloit.
Oh my god!
Carnival Carnage, bro. As soon as the chainsaw came out, bro, he screamed like a little girl and ran.
No, I thought that was one in East State.
No, that was Carnival Carnage.
That was Carnival Carnage.
Bro, here, I got the picture, bro. That was like 2020. No, yeah, we had masks still, bro.
No, I didn't move into this house till 2021.
I don't think you were living here yet. No, yeah, you were.
Was that the one where the fucking guy was outside just taunting Jaylon?
Yes.
And then that was when I was in my Nana's journey.
Yeah,
we took yeah.
And I kept rolling down the windows, and he kept screaming.
Bro, holy shit! I'm trying to find the picture.
That's when Bruce used to be a fucking.
I just got my braces, bro. I remember that shit. Bro, do I not have the picture? Oh, it was in... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a picture of him, too. I think I got a picture of both of them in one. Who's that?
Me sleeping with my hat sideways, bro.
He looks so different right there.
Oh, because I'm telling you, bro, I look so weird with no facial hair and all that. Nothing. It's like,
and then you said he had another one?
Yeah. This one is. What's this? I don't think that one. What is it? Better look it up.
I made these notes last till 50 minutes already.
Yeah, it's been a long thing.
I wrote some good stuff down today. Bruce, did you ever watch the first Terrifier?
Yeah. Did it with Jade.
I'd have to say it's about like 6 years ago.
What was it?
We were outside and how long have you lived at the house?
It's been less than 6 years. Way less than 6 years.
We moved in here in February 2021.
I had to almost about 3 years. Well, technically with both of you guys. But we were out in the back patio.
Hoss?
Oh.
What about that?
You? Is it the popsicle shit, bro? You talking about the popsicle shit with me?
No, I don't think so.
Is it the Hoss one?
Yeah.
The capsation?
Bro. Yes.
The pure capsation shit?
Oh. With Jaylon, bro?
And Brandon.
Holy. And Brandon. How did Brandon do it, bro?
I was watching that video, bro. You're like going with pussy shit.
Who? Like,
Take it, pussy. You.
Me? Saying that to who?
Brandon.
Damn.
You used to be rude as shit to him, Loki.
Damn.
He's pretty so mean.
I'm always like that, though. I'm like... Oh, yeah, I'm always like that, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
Little bitch. Yeah, no, that shit was fucking... I don't know how that's a favorite memory, bro. That's my least favorite memory.
Oh, that shit was hilarious. I'm not gonna lie.
That shit sucked.
And then I rubbed it in my eye.
Yeah, oh bro.
Dude. You were, like, in the sink for a good, like, 2 hours.
Bro, because my eyes were just burning steady. I couldn't see. They were blurry.
Bro, I would have been scared and I was going to go blind if I did that shit.
Why do you think I sat at the sink for 2 hours to spray?
I would have started crying, bro. I gave up.
Everything was so blurry.
Your favorite food? Taco Bell.
No.
Bro, you low eat Taco key. Bell a lot.
Like
it's actually Mexican, bro.
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell is not Mexican.
No. It's not Mexican. Mexican food.
What do you mean? I go there every Taco Tuesday. Mexican food. Give me a hint. Is it tamales?
No. It is a good one, though.
Torta?
No, that is another good one. Though.
What, ground beef burrito?
No.
See, it's not tacos, tortas. Just burrito?
No.
Gordita?
No.
Nachos?
No.
Taco?
Pozole.
No, but that is a good one.
Fuck. Ceviche?
No, but that's another good one. Bro, if I tell you guys, you're gonna
be like, "Remember that fire?"
Is it a birthday? Is it a churro, bro?
Is it a churro? No.
Is it not a? It's not a dessert.
No, it's not a dessert.
Is it? It's not a drink. It's food, right?
Yeah, it's food.
Is it the fucking All right, just say it.
Enchiladas.
I don't really fuck with enchiladas like that.
Nah, right. Not like that, bro. They give me heartburn, and I'm like, I my stomach
enchiladas.
Is like.
Which enchiladas though?
Ground beef.
The steak ones.
Like red or green?
Green.
Green.
Okay, okay. I would have never guessed that, to be honest with you.
I love enchiladas, bro. Why?
Bruce, you got anything?
About what?
Talk about? The taco about.
Speaking of Taco Bell, Alex used to eat Taco Bell almost every night. He used to DoorDash
it. You know, that's the problem with us working second shift. We only have Taco Bell or McDonald's, and then or we have to wait till 3.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat McDonald's.
I feel like McDonald's.
If I wasn't on second shift, I'd be eating so much food.
But if I'm getting McDonald's, I'm gonna only eat like.
Have you tried the giant Big Mac?
No, not yet.
It's all right.
I heard people going like, KSI. No, not KSI.
Kai.
No, they were saying Mr. Sinat, and they would turn around and start doing the little jerking motion. I was like, hey, bro, it's not that good.
Oh, I seen that one.
Yeah, they were Mr. like Sinat. Mr. Sinat.
Mr. Sinat.
Just, and they're like, they turn around? Yeah. No, I have not tried the chicken Big Mac.
It's alright. I'd rather have a regular Big Mac.
Regular Big Mac.
If they made it spicy, bro, it would have probably been better.
Yeah.
I think you should try to get like some of that spicy sauce and then add it to it, bro.
With the picante?
Yeah.
That shit's not spicy.
Not. Is it the one they put on the spicy chicken sandwich?
No.
The one they put on a spicy chicken sandwich.
That's like that. That's like the Big Mac sauce. It's not on anything else.
Yeah, you could get it in a cup. I used to put that shit on my Big Mac. No, I used to put Big Mac sauce on my chicken sandwich. The spicy chicken sandwich with the spicy sauce.
I don't know if you can get the spicy sauce separate.
I think you can. But probably I know that shit was
on there. Do they have jalapenos?
Hell no.
I could have sworn they had like a. Remember they had a spicy McChicken back then?
I also remember when they had the Grimace Shake.
Bro, I had like 20 of those, bro.
They're fire.
Yeah, them shits was good.
And the videos, bro, they won't ever bring that shit back.
Oh no, that shit got clowned way too much.
Grimace.
I think. Is it chicken?
That's my Roblox character, bro. When I play Roblox, that's Grimace is my character, I think.
Oh. They're the same price.
What?
The chicken Big Mac and the Big Mac.
You can't order it after 12 o'clock, so I haven't tried it yet.
You can't order it after 12 o'clock?
Yeah, on DoorDash.
But you can order a Big Mac.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's like chicken. They don't do the chicken sandwiches. They only do McChickens.
They do, yeah. But isn't it a McChicken patty?
Yeah, the Big Mac, the chicken Big Mac is McChicken patties.
Yeah, but they do McChickens after. You can order
McChickens and Big Macs after 12.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. What's the big deal about switching the fucking patty?
I don't know. They probably only have one person working like usual. I couldn't work at McDonald's. Didn't you work at McDonald's?
I did work at McDonald's.
How many jobs have you had?
Like 6 or 7.
Damn.
I liked McDonald's, though. McDonald's, Panera, Boys and Girls Club, Tilt. Bruh. I only worked at Panera for like 3 weeks. The job I'm at currently, and the dog grooming shit. The bathing dogs and shit.
I've only had two. in the fucking dishwasher and where I'm at now.
I think we've had six.
Damn.
And we're...
Y'all are some job sluts.
The airport. I worked at Dollar Tree.
Oh my god, Dollar Tree.
Dude, you remember visiting him, bro? And asking for didn't we ask for condoms?
Extra small condoms.
To his manager or something?
Fucking yelling out like, excuse me, do you have extra small condoms?
Bro, I remember that. Yeah, that was fun.
That's when he had that fucking white car. The HHR.
The HHR, yeah. That little ugly ass fucker. Don't your dad still have an HHR?
Yeah.
Those fucking cars are ugly, bro. The free candy? The free candy car?
But his is not a... His wasn't... His is not like mine. He's got all windows in his.
Yeah, that's better.
Why didn't yours have windows?
It was a panel version. So those...
It's like a work fleet vehicle.
Yeah, those are fleet vehicles. Mm. I actually bought it from a firefighter.
Well, you remember talking about putting like free candy on this shit?
Yeah, didn't you want to do that, Dylan?
No.
No? Holy shit, damn. That shit was funny.
Speaking of food, I'm hungry now.
I just ate.
I'm so broke, dude. I got $50.
Yeah, Fortnite broke us. Talking about this Leatherface skin that they're not gonna drop.
Bro, they just dropped that witch bitch.
Oh, hell no.
In that espresso emote.
I'm about to actually
You know that song?
I don't know that.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh. I don't know her music, so.
That's like the only song I know. No hate to the Carpenter fans.
I don't know any songs, but there's one, but. I can't think of it off the top of my head. God damn, I'm tired.
I wonder how many streams that song has. I know she, like, blew up from that shit.
She's been blown up, bro. You don't remember Girl Meets World?
She is from there, isn't she?
Yeah.
Holy shit. So Expresso has 1.4 billion streams.
Damn.
Why is my shit being weird? I'm gonna go get the new iPhone 16 this weekend, probably.
I was gonna get that, but I thought, eh. It's just the same thing as the 15.
I heard people were hating on it.
Yeah, I heard the 15 was really bad.
No, the 16.
I heard a lot of shit about the 16.
I heard when the 15 came out, they're not even updating the 15 because of how fucked up it is. But I haven't heard anything bad about the 16 yet.
I've heard 15.
Everyone, like, you know how like they have that like volume shit on the side.
Yeah,
everybody hates.
Yeah,
it
they accidentally
touch it and then like fucking.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing too. But I'm probably gonna get it because you know I want to upgrade, and especially since it just came out, then I'll just get the 18 when it comes out. That's crazy talking. That's crazy saying that.
18.
Bro, because I had the fucking SE. I had the 5 for a minute. I know this song.
My first iPhone was a 12.
I figured out you had, like, all...
I was a fucking Android boy.
I forgot you were an Android boy. You have the 12 now, don't you? No, you have the 14.
Damn, Coben is, like, actually crying.
He really is.
Fantasy's legit about chance, bro. And look, why cheat it? Supposed to be fun for all of us. He's not even in that league, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and us three know it's a joke, and I'm gonna change the score back. Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is that guy? You ain't got none, Bruce?
I have nothing tonight. I am probably gonna start writing shit down. Ooh, my name is Bruce. Ooh, my name is Bruce.
Who the fuck is this guy?
No, not that.
Dylan, you ever gonna write something down?
I will. I just didn't think about it today.
His brain doesn't ever think.
Yeah, it's perfect. No, I do enough thinking.
Yes, sir.
My audio fits in a corner.
Did nobody just fart? Bro, I swear I just heard someone rip ass.
I heard that too. Dylan?
Dylan, did your dad just rip ass?
I don't know. Oh, he's...
Well, we got an hour episode.
I think that was a pretty good episode.
Yeah. Thank you all for watching episode 5.
I'm not playing Fortnite, bro. It's glitching. I can already hear the audio.
Oh my god, bro. If you're telling me you're not playing Fortnite tonight, I'm going to a D1 crash out.
Bro, I'm not playing Fortnite, bro. It's gonna glitch.
Has your audio been glitching for us?
We're playing Fortnite, sure, bitch.
Your, settings aren't too high on there?
I don't know.
Let's see. But where can they find you, Bruce?
At AG Hercules. On YouTube and at AG _ Hercules on Instagram.
Dylan.
You find me at Dill Pickle on Instagram and MBE Dill on YouTube.
You're already on my YouTube channel, or if you're on the podcast channel, MBE Writer on YouTube, MBE.Writer on Instagram. Hope you all enjoyed. Peace.
Peace.